Good morning and welcome to Word on Wine Review, a program which explores the history and culture of the world's favorite beverage. I'm Jonathan Pilewski. Joining me is WBJC's Mary Zajac. Good morning, Mary.
Good morning, Jonathan.
So you've been doing some drinking without me.
I have.
All right, hit me over the head with a shillelagh. All right, what do we got?
We have two whites today, one from Germany and one from Alsace. I have been at home experimenting with some, cooking some Asian food and stir fries, and I don't know, that's a little bit out of my wheelhouse sometimes, but I was looking for wine to go with a particular stir fry that had some ground pork and cabbage, and anyway, I ended up with the 2013 Siebrich Niersteiner Hipping Riesling Spätlese. Those of you who know German wine designations know that Spätlese means that it's got some residual sweetness to it. We've said over and over how Rieslings and Gewürztraminers can be great matches for Asian food. And let me tell you, this proved the point. Beautiful wine. Does have some sweetness, but just pure honey with acidity at the end. That green apple that you get, that apricot. It's only 8.5% alcohol. So it was lovely to pair with the food. It was also, because I only drank a little bit with dinner, had it as an aperitif the next night. That's the way to go.
Those Germans know what they're doing.
They do. This was $15.
Oh my gosh.
And I highly recommend it.
I'm at Sia, twice the price.
The second wine that I tried was the 2012 Kainzler Pinot Blanc, made in Ribeauvillé, which is a really beautiful little town in Alsace. This was 13% alcohol and $17. I liked this, and I do like Pinot Blanc, and people sometimes sort of forget about Pinot Blanc because it doesn't have that same dynamic character as, say, Gewürztraminer and Riesling, but those two wines are very, very distinctive, so it's hard to compare. So there's no residual sugar in this particular wine. It had a lot of minerality. It was flinty but not austere. It had some raw apple and pear, but it wasn't super fruity, and I think I would have liked a tiny bit more fruit on it. That said, that would be really nice with fish, with roast chicken, depending on how you prepared it. I still liked it, but boy, that Siebrich Niersteiner Hipping Riesling just blew me away. And like, I just want to say hip hip for the Hipping Riesling.
Excellent. Germans won, Alsace no score at this point. Well, let's leave the historical ramifications of that aside. And thank you, MZ, for doing some drinking for us this week.
And next time, I hope you join me.
Excellent. For Word on Wine, I'm Jonathan Pilewski.
And I'm Mary Zajac.
Cheers.